Okay, page 570. Simin Tov Chof Dal Din Haskaras Yalav Yav Birchas Hamazon Uboi Sifecha. Short simon. Maskin Yalav Yav Birchas Hamazon. So we all know in Rosh Chodesh we cite Yalav Yav. Din Lo Yamar. If you do not say Yalav Yav in Machzuna, so you do not need to repeat the Birchas Hamazon if you forget to say Yalav Yav. V'in Niskar Koydim Sheiskil Hatoy VeHametiv. Now we all know the good sidurim. Okay, we once discussed this. If you remember that you already concluded the bracha uvnei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh b'mehir v'yemein baruchat Hashem bonei v'rachamov Yerushalayim amen, and now you remember that you did not say yalla v'yava, what do you do? So you have a good sitter or a good machzor, a good abencher, and there's a special bracha that you insert before you begin the bracha of hatoy v'hametiv. V'im niskar koydim shehischil hatoy v'hametiv oimer. Baruch Yisei B'Shem Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinim Elchilam, Asher Nosan Roshei Chodoshim Li'amo Yisrael Lezik Horon, V'ayin Le'elsim Kuf Peiches, we had this before, Siv Zayin, this goes back to Chelik Beis, but you add into the Birchos HaMazon a special bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, the Einoi Maskir. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Let's say a person required to recite Yalev V'Yavo. What happens if you forget? You do not repeat the Birchas HaMazon Machzirin. Why? Sherei Kvar Hiskir Shabbos. I'm sorry, I was reading from the wrong side. On the right side, Ein Machazino Yisai, the Ein Chiyuv Lechol Pas Berosh Chodesh. That's an important Yisai. There is no obligation to bring Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, if you do not recite Yalav Yavo, you do not need to repeat the Birchos HaMazon. Now let's write the Im Kain Iboy Loi Havi Ochol Pas. If you wish, you need not eat bread. You would not be obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon. So therefore, we cannot hold you responsible if you do recite Birchas HaMazon and you forget to say Yalev Yavo. Let's see the Dirsh number one right away on the right, on the left side. On the left side, I'm reading number one. It's a good thing. It's a nice thing to bread on Rosh Chodesh, in honor of Rosh Chodesh. Now here's Hidlom Shashayla. What about Rosh Chodesh Shachalias B'Shabbos? So then you are mechuyev to recite Birchas HaMazon, because on Shabbos you are obligated to eat bread. So you do have to say Birchas HaMazon. So then if you forget to say Yalav Yavo L'Choira, you should have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. So the Mishmur says no. You need to eat bread. Because the reason why you were signing Birchas HaMazon is not because of Rosh Chodesh. The Shabbos Mela Bahari Kvar Hiskir Shabbos Be'amiras Ritzei. So as long as you say Ritzei, you are safe. But of course, if you forget to say Ritzei, you must repeat the Birchas HaMazon. And the only exception is if you forget to say Ritzei by Shalosh Su'udos. By Shalosh Su'udos, you need not repeat the Yala V'Yavo. You need not repeat the Birchas HaMazon because you're not mechuyev to eat bread for the Suda Shlishis. You're not mechuyev, and therefore you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, just like you need to repeat Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh. Number two, V'Yav Shlach HaShach Pasuk Fan Eschayv Birchas HaMazon. Even though, so now the Mishnah is asking a question, but once I've already eaten bread, I'm now Chayv Birchas HaMazon. They are Gonam Shom Zalman Arbach. Kevon Shibir Harei Kvar Hudu Chodilah. Once you made a bracha, Harei Kvar Hodi LaHashem Al HaMazon V'Shuv Ein Chayv Lach Zol Hodos V'Shuv Haskaris Rosh Chodesh Aval B'Zmanim Shem Chayv Lechol Pas Haskaris Yal V'Yav V'Birchas HaMazon Dina Kama B'Tfil Mon Kleves V'Lechayin Mirzor Boi Haskarizu Chayv Lech L'Varach. That's what we really explained before. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah base. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan base. V'im Niska, let's say you already said the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem, you concluded Yal V'Yav And you remember that you did not say Yalev Yavo before you started the Bracha Toiv HaMeitiv. Ayin Lil Sim Tkof Peiches Mirecha Goloch Duzoch Lemar B'Shem HaMalchus. That this Bracha, that it says here in the Ramah, Baruch Shana San Rosh Chodosh Lema Yishol B'Zikon, you have to say B'Shem HaMalchus. Baruch Ato Hashem Eloikeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Rosh Chodosh Lema Yishol L'Zikoroin. So the ayin shamor b'sif le'inyan in berch le'achar sheyotza rosh chodesh. Come on, one more time. Ayin le'el simen kuf peiches b'berch halacha d'tzach lema b'shem malchus. Ayin sham. The ayin shamor b'sif yud le'inyan in berch le'achar sheyotza rosh chodesh. What happens if you are benching in the evening? You start the meal when it's still day. Right, it's still daylight hours, and then your suda continues way into the evening. The tzarich lahaskel shol rosh chodesh beberchas hamazon, the basar hascholas hasuda aslinan shahaya berosh chodesh. It all depends on when the suda starts. The chas of Avraham Avraham b'sif k'tov yutest imispal arvus shlacher rosh chodesh. If you dive in myrav after rosh chodesh, afilu ispal bebo yom shuv ein amaskel. We did this before. We had this before in the dirshos, but what happens if in the middle of your meal you daven ma'ariv? So if you daven ma'ariv in the middle of your meal, and in your meal you do not mention Rosh Chodesh, you've already made it ois Rosh Chodesh, then you no longer say Yalev Yavo Shuv. Even if you daven in early ma'ariv, in other words, it's daylight hours, and you're having your delicious Rosh Chodesh meal, and let's say it's now they die, and all of a sudden they say Mincha Ma'ariv, and it's the only minyan for Ma'ariv. You don't daven Ma'ariv now, you're not going to be able to daven Ma'ariv later. And you daven Ma'ariv in the middle of your meal, and when you finish Ma'ariv, it's still light outside. They've davened an early Ma'ariv. So according to the calendar, it's still Rosh Chodesh, but you've already, but Ma'ariv you've davened, and when you daven Ma'ariv, you don't say Yalev Yavo. As far as you're concerned, it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, and when you say Berachas Hamazon, you don't say Yalev Yavo. So Lomdish, like we learned this with the Bein Hashmashas, even though you started the meal when it was still day, and even though it is still technically a calendar day of Rosh Chodesh, being that you've davened Ma'ariv, and in your Ma'ariv you omit Yalev Yavo because the Ma'ariv follows the night, so in Halacha, see, Halacha does not follow Mitzias. This is extremely common. The Halacha has its own set of rules, and the rules do not conform to the world of reality. This is over and over, you have these concepts. It's not related to the world of reality, and this is a very nice, and the most classic example you learn Masechta Chulin is that Bizman Hazir, all the treifas. Today, if there's a hole in the lung, why are we so obsessed with there being holes with sirchais in the lungs of animals? Kosher, glat kosher, bis yosef glat, because different levels of sirchos. What's the problem if there's a sircha on the lung of an animal? The animal will die within a year. We know today that an animal can have all the sirchos we want. It's not going to die within a year. They'll live a regular long life just like any other animal. So why then is it a treifa? Because in the time of the Gemara, 2,000 years ago or a little bit less, an animal that had a hole in the lung would die. Animals today have developed an immunity to this type of problem. They've overcome it. But the halacha was established then and nothing changes. So the whole time of a treifa means it's going to die. But the mitzvah says it's not going to die. And the chanami, halacha is rooted in reality, but as the halacha expands, It has its own rule. It does not necessarily conform to the rules of reality. And that's the example over here. When did you start your suda? On Rosh Chodesh. Right now, it's still Rosh Chodesh. But I've davened Ma'ariv. You've davened Ma'ariv. You've made it into Chol. You no longer say Yalav Yavim Yimil. Yeah.
What is the minig? You have a minig of when Rosh Chodesh starts on a Saturday night. Shabbos. That you set your middle of Shabbos, and you eat an extra kezias to say Yalav.
You eating after the Shabbos is over.
No, you eat while you're still making Shalashud, you're still in the middle of Shalashud, isn't it?
Yes, you're ready to bench.
You eat because Rosh Chodesh is going to start.
Yes.
You eat an extra kazayas.
And you say Yalav Yavo.
That's the object of eating kazayas.
But that's all because you're making an imbibul siddur. Because then by eating the extra kazayas already, the Zman of Laila already is here. And you're eating it L'shem Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
So by that eating, you're making it into Rosh Chodesh. Just like you're bringing it on a little bit earlier. And now you can say Yalav Yavo in the Birchas Hamaza.
Because Rosh Chodesh is Matzah Shabbat.
Right.
And you say Ritzay also?
Yes,
because you have, it's still Shabbat. You have both. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see that soon. It's true. But we say halacha, the world of halacha tolerates many conflicts. Okay, maybe we'll see some of this.
But you say Friday night. For the same thing. He started. He made an early minyan Friday night.
Yes.
So it's not Rosh Chodesh yet.
Correct.
So you wouldn't have to say
you do say in the Yichas HaMazon. Once you daven early, you have made it Rosh Chodesh. Now when you eat your meal, you must say Yalav Yavo in your Birchas HaMazon, even though it's still daylight outside. Because by saying Yal, by davening Ma'ariv, you have brought the day upon yourself early. And now you do can't say, you must say Yalav Yavo in the Birchas HaMazon. Like your example of Shalosh Shuras. But you're saying a bigger Chiddush and there's a conflict because you're still going to say Ritzay. So you have in one Birchas HaMazon a little bit of Shabbos and a little bit of Rosh Chodesh. But that's Tarti the Sastri. If it's Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not Shabbos. Ein Ochinami. In Halacha, there's room for everyone. There are conflicts, yeah. Yeah.
If you daven Ma'ariv while you're reading Shalosh Shuras,
yes,
don't say Yalav Yavo. Makes
you right, correct.
Do you say Ritzay?
If you daven Ma'ariv Friday night,
no.
Friday,
Saturday night. So I could say that because you already accepted the Shabbos.
It could be you don't say anymore Ritzay.
Because you now said it's a weekday.
Right, when you daven Ma'ariv, I think that's more stricter than your case. When you daven Ma'ariv, then you completely oiker the day entirely. When you're just eating another kazayas, you're somewhere in between. Daven Ma'ariv is a much more powerful effect of changing to a new day. So if you're eating a Shalosh Shuras, and you didn't have not yet benched, and you daven Ma'ariv, you completely, even though you're davening an early Ma'ariv, let's say even a bigger question, an early Ma'ariv, you completely have severed your relationship to Shabbos. So then the Birchas HaMazon will only be for the Chol, will not be for the Shabbos, even though you start on Shabbos, and even though it's still Shabbos. But when you're just eating an extra kezias, you have not really severed yourself entirely from Shabbos. Schnapps, see for that. It's l'shem Rosh Chodesh. It's part. We have to see that inside.
Still eating Shalosh Shuras. Why the extra kazayas? I'm still eating in the process of eating Shalosh Shuras.
But the Suda Shalosh Shuras is for Shabbos by definition.
Right. Suda is still in
Shabbos.
Right.
Now you want to bring into that Suda an element of Rosh Chodesh. You want to bring it upon you. Okay, I think we'll see some now. We'll come to it. Let's go through
it. Is it early Ma'ariv? You said early.
Technically speaking, you can definitely. Technically speaking, a person can daven an early Ma'ariv Mitzvah anytime. Mitzvah Shabbos. You can even make Havdalah. You can make Havdalah al HaKos while the sun is still out, as long as it's after Mincha Kitana. Person asked, yeah.
Why would you want to shorten Shabbos?
Yeah.
My mother was
Weekdays. Okay. Okay, that's fine. You can do it the whole. I mean, yeah, you can do it the whole week. But you could even do it a Shabbos. You can't do melacha. The only thing is, you can't do melacha. You can daven the same way. You can make an early Shabbos, bring Shabbos upon you early. You can make an early mitzvah Shabbos. You can daven ma'ariv early. You can make havdalah, but these. No, don't hadu ish, of course. That's chil Shabbos. But you can make havdalah al hakois, and basically your Shabbos. What?
Why would you want to
save time? Let's say you have to go to the airport. People do. Let's say you have a flight to catch, and you've called the car service, and you have to be there by. You're going to make it by the skin of your teeth. People, it's very common. Yeah. They go to the airport, and the car is going to pick you up. It's all shaila before Shabbos. Let's say you're going to drive yourself, or someone's going to drive, your friend's going to drive you, right? You have father and son, the son's going to drive the father, so the car is in the driveway. You have to leave the very first moment Shabbos is up. So let's say you hold at Shabbos of 50 minutes. You don't have 5 minutes to daven Ma'ariv b'yichidus, to get in the car 5 minutes later. You got to get in the car b'diyuk 50 minutes after Shabbos. So then you can daven Ma'ariv early, daven Ma'ariv after sunset, even before sunset. And you can even make Havdalah ala kois. And then when Shabbos is over, you get in the car, then you're waiting in the clock, get in the car that second, and you go to the airport, and you've saved yourself the time of daven Ma'ariv.
Yeah. My mother was nifta on Shabbos afternoon.
Yeah,
I came here and they told me make an early ma'ariv because then I'm potter. I wouldn't be able to daven ma'ariv when it got dark. I'm potter from all the mitzvahs.
Right.
They told me daven an early ma'ariv.
Wait, what was the case?
My mother.
Right, exactly. Exactly. To daven Ma'ariv, because I had the same shabbos and they told me that I did the wrong thing, but let's say the funeral is not going to be until tomorrow. Let's say a person's relative dies on Shabbos. Well, let's even Friday. Whatever. So on Shabbos, there's no aninus. So on Shabbos, everything is the same. You daven shachris and mincha, everything. But now, Ma'ariv, the first moment that's mitzvah Shabbos, the person becomes an onen. And when will he be an onen? So let's say the funeral is planned for tomorrow morning. So and the kavur is going to be tomorrow. So the kavur is not going to be the person will not leave the state of aninus until the following day. So that means he's not going to be able to daven Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv in every single shul is after Shabbos. I mean, they start, depends where you daven, a little bit before, a little bit after. So when are you going to be able to daven Ma'ariv? So the solution is this halacha l'maaseh, so you daven Ma'ariv before Shabbos is over.
And you make Havdalah too?
Yes, you make Havdalah ala kois. Yes, you make Havdalah ala kois before Shabbos is over, because it's still Shabbos, so there's no aninus, and mainly you can daven Ma'ariv early, and you can make Avdol ala kois, and you don't lose out the Ma'ariv and Ma'ariv, because once Shabbos is over, then there is no Havdalah. What?
No.
Well, typically you're not. Oh, that's another. Well, typically you're not going to get a minion unless you have friends. They're going to come make a minion. So that you're asking another shiloh. This machlekes apoyskim, and generally most poskim say you should say kaddish.
You should.
Yes. This is a sensitive issue. Do you say a person is an onen? Let's say someone's a relative dies on Shabbos or dies on Friday, and the funeral is not going to be until Sunday or Monday.
So
until Sunday. So over Shabbos is no aninus. Do you say Kaddish on Sunday?
Well,
Mitzvah Shabbos. Well, if you're doubting Mitzvah Shabbos early, because Mitzvah Shabbos, the person's an oinin, so there's nothing. You go Shabbos, let's say the person died, let's say Rachman, let's start on Friday, the relative died. So then the funeral's not going to be until Sunday. So he goes to Shul Mitzvah Shabbos, Friday night, and Shabbos day, and Shabbos Mincha. Does he say Kaddish? So there are two opinions. Some hold no. Kaddish does not start until after Kivura. Other poskim say no. There's no reason. Kaddish starts immediately. It's just that since generally speaking, a person is an onen, he generally doesn't have the opportunity to say Kaddish until after the Kivur. But in this unusual situation where there is a Shabbos in between and there is no aninus, so you can say, so there are different customs. I had the same shalom. My father was nifter. My father was nifter on Pesach and on the second day Pesach. And we did not sit Shiva until after Chol HaMoed. So, no, but then it didn't make a difference because after Yom Tov, after the last day, so we didn't sit Shiva. That's Shiva. That's after the Kavur. That the Kavur already was. But there was also a Shaila. You start saying Kaddish when you're sitting Shiva, even though the Kavur was. But there are different opinions. My brother was an Eretz Yisrael, so he had to wait. I don't remember the details because it was Cholamoid and Cholamoid. There's no Aninus in Cholamoid. I don't remember all the details. But there are different opinions and some, it all depends. What is the purpose of Kaddish? Is the purpose of Kaddish begin after Kavura, or is Kaddish fulfill a function after Misa, even before Kavura? Again, Chiluki Deos, from what I understand, the more proper thing to do is yes, Kaddish should be said as soon as possible. There's no harm whatsoever. And if there's a Shabbos in between the Nisa and the Kvura, there is no harm whatsoever in saying Kaddish. Some people find it strange. Like, you didn't sit Shiva, you're saying Kaddish.
I saw Kaddish said at the Levaya.
What do you mean at the Levaya?
At the conclusion of the Levaya.
Well, there's always Kaddish said then. No, what do you mean?
Those who hold that you don't start Kaddish till after the Kvura.
Right, at the Levaya.
Who don't say at the Levaya.
Right, it's not even Kvura, but the
Levaya. In Yerushalayim,
you can say the Kaddish right after the
Levaya. In the cemetery.
Because they don't go to the Kvura.
Right,
that's what he said, because they're not going to go to the Kvura. Or they're not going to get a minion for the Kvura.
That's right, we had that.
The last time opportunity, you're not going to have a minion for the kavura, or it's not, or you're not going to go to the kavura. If someone, like you said, in Yerushalayim, they don't let the chevra kaddish in Eretz Yisrael, many places in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is they don't let the family go to the kavura.
Just children.
They don't let the children.
Yeah.
They don't
brothers
let
and sisters.
What
brothers and sisters they allow.
They allow. Okay, the different minhagim. So they don't allow. It depends where. Different customs. There are some American chevra kaddishas in Eretz Yisrael, but the minig that ruba de ruba, they do not. Even in America, there's certain groups of Hasidim.
Women,
no, but there are even men also in America. There are many different customs. And if among those who do not go to the kvura, they don't let them go to the kvura, so then they say kaddish the last opportunity. The last opportunity is in the chapel. Okay, let's go further. Back to Mishnah Berurah Beis. Okay, I'm up to the word Vikosav. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down after the big Aleph. After the big Aleph, Vikosav, Rabbi Avram, Simon Toph, you test. If you dive in my river early, Shuv, Eina, Maskirach, Akach, Bichos, Amos, and Shalvash, Chodesh, Shuv, Shari, Sochol, Bitsi, Los, Aval, Im, Hu, Lohi, Spalel, let's say you yourself did not daven ma'ariv, afal pishat sibur kvar his spal, but the sibur already davened. In other words, you're part of a community. You don't have to intimidate a community where you consider that sibur daven, because there's always another million in Landau's to catch. But if you're in a community where the sibur already has, but you privately has not davened, ena nimshach achareim, even if there's only one minion in town, okay, you're out in the Wild West, and there's only one minion in town, and the one minion that's daven ma'ariv, you are not bound, you're not dragged after them, and if you did not yet daven ma'ariv, you can still say in your birchas hamazon yaleh v'yavo v'tzorich lahaskil b'rosh chodesh v'birchas hamazon b'med v'morim v'sheir nimshach achar kol ele makam shekvar hischil lechel mikoydem. Of course, it goes without saying that you began to eat before the tzibur daven their ma'ariv. Aval im hischil lechel achar shespalu hakol ma'ariv. King is a very unique situation where you have one town, one minyan for ma'ariv. Not so far fetched. I have a family in Boston, so they live in Newton. So there's only two minyanim for ma'ariv there. Now, maybe something only one minyan. They joined the two shuls there. There are two shuls, three shuls. They join together, and even they join together, they can't even get a minyan half the time in the winter. Everyone's at work, so there's only one minyan. Mamish, one minyan. The short winter days, there's only one minyan in the whole, and that's like a whole area. So it's not so far fetched. Aval imloy, and there are a lot of people that live there.
That's far fetched
for here. In this, okay. Aval im his chilechal achash espal akol, but if they begin to eat. To eat achash espal akol ma'ariv, afilu espal mibayom ein maskah shalvash chodesh b'chus amozin b'cholzeg b'shespal akol pchad mincha. At least he must have daven mincha. Avalim lo espal and daven mincha. Afilu maskah lechal achatilas ma'ariv shalakol. If the tzibul already daven ma'ariv and you did nothing, you're really way behind. They daven mincha and ma'ariv and you did nothing, and now you're starting to eat mincha. Don't worry about mincha. I'll get to it eventually. So then you can say. If you're so behind, it's certainly Rosh Chodesh. Because you will be, and here's the key, because since you can daven mincha, and you will be required to daven, say Yalev Yevon, your private mincha. So, likewise, the other way around. All the way around. Now it's choil going into Rosh Chodesh, and the tzibur has already daven ma'ariv, and they've already said yalav yovo v'hischil lechalacha arvis, and now you begin to eat your meal after they've already daven ma'ariv afli shagul lo yispal arvis, and you did not yet daven your private ma'ariv afal pichay maskir shol Rosh Chodesh. Unbelievable, even though it's daylight outside. Could you imagine the sun is shining outside and you did not yet daven ma'ariv, but the community has already, the 1 million in town has already daven ma'ariv, and now you first sit down to eat your lunch or your early dinner, so you must say yalev yavo denimshach achoy hakohol, and the same rule applies provided that you have at least daven mincha. But if you yourself did not yet daven mincha, so when you daven mincha you will not mention yalev yavo, then you're not part of the kohol. Miu im hulo hispal mincha dain ilan maske shlo esh chodesh kem shasul hispal mincha shel chol. So since you have yet to daven mincha shel chol, so in this case you're not going to be after the tzibur called zekosav amgenavram v'yetiku ha'achanim l'dinus. A lot of very interesting chidushim of we find such a concept where a person, even if he has not yet joined the tzibur, it doesn't matter. If you're part of a community, automatically you follow the community. If they daven ma'ariv, automatically you're part of that community. If you sit down and have a meal, you must say yalav yavo, and vice versa. If they now already, by them it's already chol, you don't say yalav yavo. And the only exception is if you have not yet daven mincha, because if you have not yet daven mincha, your mincha has to be different. So that's a very strong statement. You're not part of the tzibur, then your rule will be different. Let's see some dirshus very quickly, and then we'll stop. Dirshu number 3, 3, 4, and 5. Number 3. Let's run through very quickly. V'imniskar on the left side. V'imniskar tzach lamam b'shem malchus. If you began to say baruch atosh, you finish uvnei Yerushalayim, and you did not yet say hatoyv hametiv. So as long as you did not yet start the baruch atosh elokim melechlam hamelech, you could take out your siddur, go to the back of birchas hamelech, you will find a baracha from misha shachach. V'afilu b'leil rosh chodesh imshach yalav yavo. You can do this even at night. Don't make a mistake and think that just like if you forget to say Yalev Yavo in Shmone Esrei, you don't repeat the Shmone Esrei. So maybe when you forget to bench at night, Yalev Yavo will be a bracha levatola to add this extra bracha. It's a very important halach, not to know this. People would have this dilemma. At night, I forgot to say Yalev Yavo in benching. So should I make this bracha in between Uvenei Yerushalayim and Atoy Vametiv? You would be inclined to say no. It'll be a bracha levatola. Why is it bracha levatala? Because it's not so important to say yalav yavo at night. V'haraya, if I don't say yalav yavo in Shmona Esrei, I don't repeat the Shmona Esrei. No. V'afilu b'rosh b'rosh chodesh imshach yalav yavo kasev shachonach l'el shem b'rach zu v'afal pishon t'lis arviz shal rosh chodesh imshach yalav yavo yinu chayzer kasev b'halach sham she tefila yev shal sakin al ha'idei sheyachsa lecha kadei lema bo yalav yavo, and tefila you can, we're not required to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. V'lo rosh chodesh harayu k'harei yinu chayzer l'shem l'shem kach al tefila v'il b'rach sal mazon you have a tikkun yev shal sakin ha'idei taisef es b'rach So that's an important halacha. You still say this extra bracha in between the Uvnei Yerushalayim and Atamativ, even at night. Next. Let's say you start Baruch Atah and you remember before you say Hashem's name, Shal Birchas Bonei Yerushalayim. So then what do? Kosav Le'el. So we Shayachsar V'yalev Yavo. So just right away stop where you are and say Yalev Yavo. V'imniska Lach Hashem Ares Hashem. Let's say you're ready to baruch ato Hashem. Kosav l'inyin misha shachlam b'ritzei b'shabes sheyisayim lamdeni chukecha v'sei uvenei Yerushalayim yarkodesh b'mheira v'yomenu baruch ato Hashem. And you did not yet say bonei, so just say baruch ato Hashem lamdeni chukecha. Pasuk in Tehillim kedei shlo yitztarf l'chayse baruch ha'shlo l'tzarech. And v'yach Hashem, then you go back and you say ritzei, or you say yalav yavo Yachzor lebirchas uvnei Yerushalayim v'hoisef Hashem alocha shehu adin lin yalav yavo b'rosh chodesh. Maybe we'll just take a sitter just to clarify this, and maybe we'll stop. I'll stop a little bit early. I don't want to go too long with this. finish up with Dirshus tomorrow. But let's clarify what happens over here.
It's on the next page. Right?
Okay, the bracha is on the next page. So the bracha, just remember, has a Hashem's name in the beginning and at the end. Yisayid b'shem u'malchus baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, a full bracha. Asher. Let me show you. For here, we're dealing with the Alev Yavo. Yes. Tab is for Shabbos. And then Baruch Atah Hashem Kinyan Melacholam Asher Nosan Roshay Chodoshim Liamo Yisrael Lezikaron. I made a mistake. You don't have a chasima. I'm sorry, I made that mistake. There's no chasima for Rosh Chodesh. For Shabbos, there's the Shem Hashem before and the Shem Hashem after. Baruch Atah Hashem Kinyan Melacholam Asher Nosan Shabbosos Lemenuchol Liamo Yisrael Biava Lois Lebris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. But you don't have a chasima when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. Why? I don't remember. There's a reason for that. I don't know why. Okay, now let's go back to the Alev Yavo. So here we have a person makes a mistake. When you come to Rachim, right after you say Alev Yavo, you say Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mimher V'Yameinu Baruch Atah Hashem B'nei Rachman Yerushalayim Amen. If you forget anywhere up to Bar Hashem, just right away say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu or say Ritzei, and then continue Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mimher V'Yameinu. Let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you don't say the word Bonei, you still have hope. You just say Lamdeini Chukecha. Right away say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. But once you say Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei, you say that one word Bonei, it's too late. So just conclude Yerushalayim Amen. Turn to the back of the Siddur, and then you say that extra bracha, and then you proceed. When you go to the next bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. So that we're going to see now. Let's just see the next thing. Vim Niskar. Let's go to the next paragraph. The next paragraph is the Imkvar. It's the third paragraph after number 3. The Imkvar Hiskas Birchas Hatoy VaHametiv. So now you start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu Boreinu Goaleinu Yotzreinu. So once you start that bracha, V'yom Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Kasav El B'Hashem Chayadam Shiyimshach Asher Nosan Shabosa. So you still have hope. If you don't say Hakel, you just say Melech Haolam, so you can take that beginning and you can combine that into Asher Nosan Roshei Chadosh Liamo Yisrael Zikaron. You still have hope. Uli Achem Ikan Yaschel Sheinis Min Birchas Atoy Vemet. Then you start the Bracha Atoy Vemet all over again. Uvi Alach Hashem Kasev Shadin Zed Tzorachin Gadol. Umi Kol Mokoyim Hora Gadol Shem Zaman Arbach. That Shemashma Shadas Mishnebura Lufsoy Kechayodem Vechinim. That's what you do. The bottom line is that's what you do. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, even though your kavana, this is a very, very big chiddush, the kavana of saying those words was l'shem the bracha of a hatoy v'hametiv, it doesn't matter. You can still use that opening for the bracha of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. It's okay. Mi'idoch hashoyne halachos. That's from the stipler. Kasim li'mishach alam ritzei shi'itoch and shafim amar rak Baruch Atah Hashem nechsha bezeh kilu kvar hizchel. So Chilukadeus, he holds, and no, once you say Baruch Hashem Melech Haolam, it's too late. It's too late. You have to repeat the entire Baruch Hashem Melech Haolam. But the Mishnah Berurah seems so, otherwise. So I think oil will be makel. We can still use that for the Baruch Hashem Shachach. Okay, now let's do maybe just one more. Umish lo yadas kol nusach Baruch Hashem. So let's say you don't have a bencher. Chas v'shalom to bench without a bencher. If you don't have a bencher and you're saying it by heart, and now you realize you made a mistake, so what are you going to do? Umi, and you don't have a mish lo yada yodeas kol nusach bracha zo kasav shem yodeas tchilas habracha v'seifa yochol lo oimra v'yodse ba yidei chayva. If you just can do the best, I don't know what this means exactly. If you know the beginning and the end, it's good enough. I don't know exactly what that means. Kasev Elokh L'El She'ein Lachlem Ba B'Shem. We know that. That Rosh Chodesh, you don't conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hazmanim or Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Shrak is Psicha Sabrocha Yeshlem Shemach. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you only have the Psicha Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Melech Haolam, but you do not have a Chasima Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. V'yim B'mokoyim Loimar Es Sabrocha Shestignu Omar Shem Yalev Yavo. What happens if a person does Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu Yalev Yavoi V'Yagia V'Yiroha? So you insert, you become very creative. You don't know the Nusach. You don't know the special nusach. Asher nosan roshei chadashim li'amod. Only few words you have to memorize. Asher nosan roshei chadashim li'amod Yisrael lezikr. On 7 words to memorize. I don't know those 7 words, but I know the Aliyah by heart. So you know what I'll do? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Elokeinu Elokei Avosenu Yaleh V'yavah. Yagia V'yera V'yerat Sav Yishon Avi Pavi. Read the whole Aliyah by heart. Is that okay? So Malkam Eloi Ma'ayis Baruch Hashetik Milam Hashem Yaleh V'yavah Kosav Mir Halacha Le'el. Legabi Mishen Yadei Nusach Baruch Hazo Shet Sorich In. In B'Shabbos Yom Hashem Ritzei. U'V'yam V'yaleh V'yavah. He doesn't know the answer. The Mishnah Berurah does not have an answer if that is an option. He leaves it at Tzarechin. Okay, let's stop here. Number 5. We'll pick this up. Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with number 5.